From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has demanded the independence referendum held Monday in the autonomous northern Kurdish region be annulled, calling it unconstitutional. Final results issued Wednesday showed nearly 93% voting yes for independence. Hindreen Mohammed, head of the Independent High Elections and Referendum Commission, said he congratulated voters on the success of the process. Turnout exceeded more than 70%, but former Ambassador David Mack, a scholar at the Middle East Institute, said vote totals were much higher in the pro-Kurdish provinces of Erbil and Duhok, less so in Sulaymaniyah.
People I have talked to say that the turnout was much lower in Sulaymaniyah. So that's an important factor that needs to be reflected in the analysis on this.
Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani said the goal is to engage in dialogue with Baghdad on eventual secession. Iraq's parliament demanded the prime minister send troops to the Kurdish-held region of Kirkuk to take control of its oil fields. Human Rights Watch has accused Cameroon of forcibly deporting Nigerians who fled Boko Haram insurgent violence. Jerry Simpson heads the group's refugee rights program.
In our report, we have found that the Cameroonian military has been aggressively intercepting and screening Nigerian asylum seekers as they reach remote border areas in Cameroon, torturing people, accusing them of being members of Boko Haram, including women being Boko Haram wives, otherwise assaulting them, making their lives miserable while they trap them in these remote border areas and then violently deporting them back to Nigeria.
Cameroonian authorities denied the allegation, a spokesman saying it's based on nothing, adding the country already hosts nearly 500,000 refugees. This is VOA News.